Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And welcome to Shawnee's Prayer. You can find this prayer on Spotify, Apple, and iHeartRadio podcast every Tuesday and Thursday. Please download, comment, like, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. It will bless your life. As always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Father God. So often, Father God, we come to you, Father God, whether we come to you on bended knee, Father God. However we come to you, Father God, sometimes we come and we forget just to give you thanks. We forget to give you honor. We forget to give you glory. We forget to give you worship, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just want to take a moment just to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I come just to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your goodness, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for raining down upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For you said in your word, you will rain on the just and the unjust, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You said you will show compassion to those you want to show compassion to, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I come to your Father God, because you said in your word that we shall be the head and not the tail. You said we shall be always above and not beneath, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You said that we should be the lenders, Father God, and never the borrowers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, Father God, that the wealth of the wicked, Father God, is stored up for the just, Father God. Father God, so we take you at your word, Father God. We know that your word has power. We know that you have all power, Lord God. We know that you are all sovereign, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that if your word has power, that if you have power, Father God, we know that you can turn our situations around instantly, Father God. It doesn't take long for you to do anything, Father God. You can do it expeditiously, Father God. You can do it suddenly, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You don't need any help, Father God, turning our situations around, Father God. Father God, you don't have to call for the elders of the church, Father God. You don't have to wait for the anointing oil, Father God. You don't need the holy water, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever we need from you, Father God, you're more than able to do it, Father God, because you have all sufficiency in you, oh God. And because you have all sufficiency, and because we dwell in you, Father God, we have all sufficiency, Father God. We should not be in lack, Father God, in any aspect of our lives, Father God, because we dwell in you, oh God, and you dwell in us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I come and ask you, Father God, to help us, Father God, to truly connect with the power of God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help our faith, Father God, to truly connect with the power of God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, so that our circumstances will be turned around, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone is in a stressful situation, Father God. Someone is in a situation that only you can deliver them out of, Father God. Someone is about to to be in bankrupt, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, they have no other choice, Father God, but to file for bankruptcy, oh God. But Lord God, you can stop it, Father God. You can intervene, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you can intervene, Father God, on behalf of each and every person, Father God. Maybe someone is about to lose their vehicle. Maybe someone is about to lose their home. Maybe someone is about to get evicted, Father God. I pray, Father God, for all those who have been doing the right thing, Father God, but maybe they just fell on hard times. Maybe someone got sick, Father God, and lost their job, Father God. Whatever the situation is, Father God, I pray for your grace. I pray for your mercy. I pray that you will step in and intervene, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, someone, Father God, is on dialysis, Father God. Someone is sick and tired of being sick and tired. Someone is sick and tired of being on medication, Father God. They're on medication for diabetes. They're on medication, Father God, for hypertension, Father God. They're on medication for high cholesterol. They're on medication, Father God, for migraines. They're on medication for back pain. They're on medication for knee pain. They're on medication for hip pain. They're on medication for asthma. They're on medication for multiple sclerosis. They're on medication for cerebral palsy. They're on medication for diverticulitis. They're on medication for IBS-D, IBS-C, Father God. They're on medication for whatever disease or whatever syndrome or whatever sickness they may have, oh God. And they're just tired of being on all this medication, Father God. And they're asking you, Father God, to make them whole, Father God. They're asking you, Father God, to heal them, Father God, completely, Father God, from the inside to the outside. Someone is asking you to heal them from obesity, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone has been trying for so long, Father God, to lose weight, Father God. They've been trying and they've been trying, Father God. They've changed the way they eat, Father God. They do exercises. They do a lot of walking, Father God, and yet the weight is not coming off of them, Father God. Someone is asking you, Father God, to speed up their metabolism. Someone is asking you, Father God, to intervene into their fat cells, Father God, and into their fat pockets, Father God, and to remove the fat cells and to remove the fat pockets, Lord God, and to allow them to lose weight, Father God, safely, Father God, so that they don't have to be on all that medication, Father God. I pray for all those, Father God, who are really trying hard to lose weight, Father God. I pray that you will step in for them, oh God. I pray for those who are trying to gain weight, Father God, that you will help them as well, Father God. We all have a need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, their need may not be like my need. My need may not be like someone else's need, Father God. But we all have a need from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we all need you in some way, in some shape, in some form, and in some capacity, Father God. In the name of Jesus, some of us realize we need you in every aspect of our lives, Father God. We realize, Father God, without you, we are nothing. We realize, Father God, without you, we can do nothing, Father God. We realize, Father God, without you, we can't hold on, Father God. Without you, we have no strength, Father God. Without you, we don't have any purpose, Father God. In the name of Jesus. So some of us realize we need you, Father God, every second of the minute of the hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and ask your Father God to breathe down upon your people on today, Father God. Breathe down upon every Christian person, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Breathe down upon every churchgoer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe down, Father God, upon every believer, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you, Father God, will transform every Christian. Transform, Father God, every churchgoer, Father God, into a true believer, Father God. Help them to repent of their sin, Father God, and to accept you as their Lord and personal Savior, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I come to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask you to look down upon California, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will look down upon China, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will look down upon Chile, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, look down upon Indonesia, Father God. In the name of Jesus, look down upon Puerto Rico, Father God. In the name of Jesus, look down upon every place, Father God, that have been impacted with these earthquakes, oh God. Look down upon every place that have been impacted with these tornadoes and these twisters, Father God. In the name of Jesus, look down upon each and every place that have been impacted by floods, oh God. Each and every place that has been impacted by fires and other natural disasters, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help these people, Father God, to be able to hold on, Father God. I pray that you will help them, Father God, to be able to rebuild, Father God. Give them the material. Give them the resources that they need, Father God, to be able, Father God, to rebuild their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon Israel and Gaza, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will step in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, my pastor always said, Father God, that everyone has to do the right thing, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you will step in, Father God, and that you will do what you know that needs to be done, Father God. I pray, Father God, for Russia, Father God, and Ukraine, oh God. I pray, Father God, for Africa, Father God. I pray for Nigeria. I pray for Congo, oh God. Somalia. I pray for Egypt, oh God. I pray for Kenya, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for Honduras, Father God. I pray, Father God, for Haiti, oh God. I pray for the Fijis, Father God. I pray for Czechoslovakia, oh God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Hungary, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every country, my God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for every hemisphere, Father God. I pray, Father God, for every continent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for every child that's in need on today. I pray for every child that does not have peace. I pray for every adult who does not have peace. I pray for those, Father God, that's stuck in a domestic violence relationship, oh God. I pray for those that's stuck in an abusive household, Father God. I pray for those who are being abused by their parents. I pray for those who may be being abused by a sibling, Father God, by a relative, Lord God, by a spouse, Father God, in the name of Jesus, by a child, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will set them free, Father God. Set the captives free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Set them free, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon those, my God, in the name of Jesus, that have strongholds in the name of Jesus. Look down upon those who are bound, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look down upon those who are shackled, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look down upon those, Father God, who are yoked, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Look down upon those who need you to break every yoke, Father God, who need you, Father God, to break every chain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, look down upon those, Father God, that need you to deliver them from every spirit spirit that's not like you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will send your spirit down upon this earth, oh God. Send your spirit down upon this land. The spirit, Father God, that will heal. The spirit that will deliver. The spirit that will sanctify, Father God. In the name of Jesus, the spirit that will uplift and undergird, Father God. The spirit that will transform, Father God. In the name of Jesus, the spirit that gives power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that your spirit will deliver those who are have any form of addiction, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will deliver them, Father God. Deliver them, Father God, from every form of sin, Father God. Every form of unrighteousness, oh God. Father God, deliver those, Father God, who need to be delivered from their way of thinking, their way of speaking, their way of acting, oh God. Deliver them on tonight, Father God. Deliver them on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, set them free, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray and ask you, Father God, to put your hand down, Father God. I pray that you extend your hand from the throne of grace. Extend your hand down, my God, and touch each and every person, Father God, in a new way, Father God, to touch every dry bone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to touch each and every person, Father God, right where they need to be touched, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to touch someone who's going through with cancer, my God, to touch them with your hand of healing, my God. Look down upon those with mental health issues, oh God. Touch them in their minds and in their thoughts, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray for deliverance upon this land. I pray for deliverance upon this earth. I pray that you will step in, my God. I pray that you will make a way, my God. I pray that you will show us that way, my God. Show us thy will, Father God. Show us thy righteousness, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to be more like thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us not to have one foot in the church and one foot in the world, but help us to be fully planted in thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to be planted in your word, my God. Help us to receive your word with gladness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Father God, to do the things that you have called for us to do, Father God, and help us to do it, Father God, with gladness, my God. In the name of Jesus, help us to do it willingly, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I bless your holy name. Lord God, I magnify your holy name. Lord God, I exalt thee, oh God, for you are good, oh God. You are good, my God. And your mercy endure forever, oh God. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Remember those who are grieving on today. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Remember those in despair on today. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Remember those who are calling out to you. Remember those who are crying out to you silently, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody needs you to step in, my God. Somebody needs you to make a way, my God. Someone needs you to help them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you will step in, my God. Look down upon everyone on social media, my God. Remember everyone who supports me on social media, oh God. Look down upon them, my God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon have those souls, Father God. There's so many people on social media, my God. I pray for each and every last one of their souls, Father God. I pray for their family members, my God. I pray for their friends, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray that you will touch us, Father God. Touch us in a new way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Make us over, my God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to yield and surrender all unto thee, my God. Help us to be consistent in thee, oh God. Help us not to be lukewarm, oh God. But help us, Father God, to be hot for you, oh God. Help us not to be cold either, Lord God. But help us to be hot for you at all times, Lord God. Help us not to be wishy-washy, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, help us not to have a superficial relationship with you, oh God. But help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to have a real relationship with you, oh God. Not one that's just for show, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. But one that's authentic, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. One that will stand the test of time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you on today. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for all that you have done. I thank you for all that you will do, my God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for how you're showing up and how you're showing out. I thank you for the unexpected blessings on today. I thank you for the miraculous healing and deliverance on today. I thank you for your miracle signs and wonders, oh God. Father God, we need you to show up in our lives, Father God. We need you to show, Father God, your miracle signs and wonders, Father God, in our personal lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can testify of your goodness, oh God, so we can testify and tell someone else about you, Lord Jesus, to tell someone else how you save, how you deliver, how you set free, how you make a way, how you open doors, Father God, how you close the doors that don't need to be open, Lord God. Help us to testify, Father God, with boldness, oh God. Help us not to be shy, Father God, when it comes to testifying about you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and for those of us who have been called into the ministry, Father God, help us to take it seriously, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us not to water down, Father God, our sermons. Help us not to water down your word, Father God. Help us to know that we're going to be held accountable, Father God. God, for every word that comes out of our mouths, Father God, that we're going to be held accountable, Father God, for any person, Father God, that we lead astray, Father God. So help us, Father God. Help us, Father God, to only say what you have us to say. Help us to do what only you have us to do, Father God. If you don't put it in our mouths to say it, help us not to say it, Father God. I pray that you will anoint every tongue, Father God. Anoint every lip, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every bishop, oh God, every archbishop, every priest. I pray, Father God, for every pastor, Father God, every elder, every evangelist, Father God. I pray for every minister right now, every deacon, Father God. I pray for every teacher, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will touch our mouths, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that we don't say anything that you have not called for us to say. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we walk in the fullness of our purposes, oh God, and that we fulfill the will of God for our lives, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you.